The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm terrific today, Gil. Thanks for having me back. And I have to tell you, I'm really enjoying your show this week on making your house your own. I still remember when my husband and I moved into our first home, how much we enjoyed making it our own. We searched for just the right shade of green for our family room, just the right fancy light fixture for the entrance hall to help set a tone for the rest of the house. Our style is kind of that traditional, relaxed, laid-back, elegant kind of a thing. We've had so much fun with that over the years in our home. And in fact, I'm here today with lots of ideas for upgrades to a house that add a touch of luxury. I mean, why not splurge on something or maybe just one thing that makes you really happy in your home, especially if you don't have to break the bank to do it, and it's the kind of upgrade that can add value to your home.
Boy, I'm with you on the not breaking the bank and adding value at the same time. So what have you got?
Well, for the gardener, and there are a lot of gardeners out there, how about a garden room? If you have a drab space like a mud room that you don't really need, you can turn it into a light and airy space that brings some of the outdoors in.
Okay, but what do you need to do that?
Well, you know, light is first and foremost. It can be easy and inexpensive to get that light. Just maybe take down some existing window treatments, really let the sun shine in. You could also replace a wood interior door you might have with an all-glass door, lets in more light. You just do an online search for options and pricing, and you'll find a lot of ideas. Another idea, countertops. You know, you need some countertops for replanting plants and pressing seeds. If your budget is tight, you can use or salvage an old wood table that you aren't afraid of scuffing up a bit more. Or stainless steel counters are a great choice because they won't stain and you won't care about scratches. They only cost about $75 a square foot. You're also going to need storage in your garden room, which you can create in lots of interesting and inexpensive ways. Habitat for Humanity Restore is, if you're not aware of these, they're fabulous. Habitat for Humanity Restore, they're called. They're resale outlets. You can search online by Habitat for Humanity Restore Outlets, and you'll find a list of the ones near you. You can get some great finds at a place like that. You can also rescue some school lockers from a yard sale. Maybe that would make great storage. You could stack and anchor some inexpensive bins to a wall. That would be some creative storage. Or even hang a curtain rod with some large J hooks and then hang some baskets on it to store your seeds and other sorts of things you're going to use in your garden room.
All right, great. But what kind of floor would you have?
Well, you know, since you're going to be potting, using dirt in this room, otherwise moving dirt around, you'll want an easy-to-clean floor. So vinyl sheets are best and really inexpensive at $1 to $5 a square foot. Ceramic tile, typically up to about $10 a square foot, is sturdy and can give a nice natural feel to your space. To hide dirt, you want to use darker tiles and grout. And also, make sure you periodically reseal those grout lines to keep out the dirt. You can read more about ceramic and vinyl tile at HouseLogic.com. Now, if you want to upgrade even further, you could add a sink for rinsing and cleaning. You want to tap into an existing washing machine or utility sink plumbing so that your costs won't go through the roof. That'll be your least expensive option.
Got it. Okay, what else?
So, well, how about a touch of luxury for the audiophile like yourself?
Absolutely. What you got there?
Okay, so let's talk about whole house sound systems that won't break the bank. A wireless system is absolutely the easiest, most affordable way to get whole house sound, and the only one you can really do yourself. So how that works is that music is distributed from your computer through a router and into a small player box, about the size of a toaster. You're going to place one of those in each room you choose, any room you want the sound. Now, if you want sound in five rooms, you're going to need five player boxes and five sets of speakers. Wireless systems cost about $400 per room and can be set up in just a couple of hours. Wired options, where you go behind the walls or around the walls, now they're going to give you the best sound quality, but they're going to cost a lot more. You can read up on whole house sound systems at houselogic.com.
All right. What else do you have, Pamela?
Well, we've covered the gardener and the audiophile. Mm-hmm. So how about something for the cook, entertainer, and anyone who wants to make kitchen cleanup a snap? How about a second dishwasher? It can add value and appeal to the most important room in your home.
Yeah, that's something that actually can come in handy. I'm seeing more and more of those. I used to see none of them. But if you do a lot of entertaining, they do come in handy. So what do you need to know?
Okay, so if you don't have a big kitchen, you can sacrifice your least used cabinet. So most dishwashers are at least 24 inches wide, but you can find models as small as 18 inches wide. So you can make them fit in that sort of cabinet, least used cabinet space. The second install is going to be the same as the first, basically. You're going to install your second dishwasher the same way you did your first one. You have to tap into the water supply. You have to hook up drain lines to waste lines. You have to wire it to an electrical source. So figure on spending about $200 to $300 for labor. Check HouseLogic.com for our appliance guide to help you figure out what kind of dishwasher is right for you.
Pamela, great information as usual. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.